Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Phoenix Years, Art, Resistance, and the Making of Modern China by Madeline O'Day, narrated by Caroline McLaughlin. A note on Chinese names. Chinese names consists of a family name and a personal name. The family name is placed before the personal name. Thus, Xi Jinping's family name is Xi, and his personal name is Jinping. Chapter 1, Beijing, 1986. The meeting had not been easy to arrange. I had told him I would call him, forgetting for a moment how hard that would be. Of course, he didn't have a private phone. Who did in China back then? Riley, he gave me the number of one of the public phones at the end of his street. They were flimsy handsets perched on rickety tables outside storefronts and kiosks. You could use them for a few cents, and if you were a local, you could receive calls on them too, as long as the person who answered was willing to go down the alley to fetch you. They were just as likely to hang up, though, especially if the caller was a foreigner. After a week of listening to the line go dead, I was ready to give up. But on my final try, I heard a grunt of assent and the sound of the phone clattering onto a table. Then, as I waited, the sounds of the street. Random scraps of conversation I couldn't understand. A bicycle bell. A tubercular cough. And then it was him. We arranged to meet in 2 days' time. It was February 1986, the year of the tiger and the 8th year of China's great experiment in opening up and reform. In December 1978, Paramount leader Deng Xiaoping had begun liberalizing the Chinese economy, loosening the chokehold of collective farming on the agricultural sector, allowing a few green shoots.